Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
Hello, blessings, and welcome to A Call to Greatness. This is indeed your call to greatness, our call to greatness. I am Victoria Post, and if you want to know any more about my work, you can check out my website at www.spiritalive.com. Today we are going to be exploring what the heck is going on with us as a collective and looking at a particular collective call. Namely, the end times. We are certainly bombarded with a lot of images. Armageddon, the Ascension, the Rapture, 2012, lots of prophecies predicting the end of the world as we know it. So today we're going to be exploring where we are in this scenario. Are we actually at a point where the world is really changing? Are we really stepping into a new order? How does that affect how we live? And so this is not it's a challenging topic. Let's just say that. It is not the easiest topic for some to explore. So as we move into this show, I would like to invite you to help kind of step out of your everyday, ordinary sort of thinking and don your explorer suits and take this as an adventure. And also, it is part of a clarion call that's happening. So this promises to be a very, very interesting show, and we invite you to participate in whatever way that you feel called. And to guide us on this journey today, I'd like to welcome Linnea Lombard to the show. Linnea is a depth psychologist and author, workshop facilitator, and an interfaith minister. Linnea, welcome to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you, Vicki. It's wonderful to be here this morning.
And thank you for taking this one on. And as we begin, I'd like you to just briefly kind of let people know why end times, why this particular topic.
Well, I think you started with an explanation. We are bombarded by images. And for some people, there's very, very strong belief in and anticipation of the end times, and then there's whole segments of the population who don't think about it at all. And yet we are all impacted by the images, and they come from every culture.
Yeah. So to help set the scene, to help all of you kind of come more into the stream of this topic, we'd like to begin with a reflection, which Linnea is actually going to lead us in this morning. So getting yourselves comfortable, ready for a moment of reflection.
Taking an opportunity to just breathe and feel into your own body and wherever you are in your own room or wherever you are hearing this particular show today, feel yourself in your life, in your ordinary, everyday life. Everything that's moving around you, your family, the circles that you are involved in, your driving pathways to school, to work, to shopping, just your life. taking another breath, let yourself begin to rise up out of your life, as if you could just lift up out of your own chair and begin to see your life and the patterns of your world from above. And as you do that, begin to become aware of the other lives around you, continuing to perhaps move up even more so you can see your community and the patterns of life in your community, in your bioregion. And America. And begin to sense the patterns of movement in America, beyond America, in the world, the use of resources, the movement of transportation, the consumption of food. And if you can, begin to sense where these streams of energy, the patterns of life on the earth, are headed. Where do you sense that these patterns, these movements, are going? And taking just another moment, sense into whether you feel you have any choice in those movements, in those patterns. What role do you play? What role does humanity play in where we are going?
And this is indeed what we are taking a look at today. Thank you for that. That's, you know, it seems like that's just a wonderful journey to take regardless, at any point, to stop and look at one's own life and then kind of rise up and look at the patterns and look down and see what choice we have. And that's a wonderful, I could see that as a wonderful practice, just doing that reflection. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. Very easy to get caught up only in our own pattern and not see ourselves as part of a greater movement. And indeed, this is what I hope we are going to talk about today.
Exactly. And this is where our individual call to greatness meshes with our collective call to greatness. So, to begin with, what in your own journey led you here? How did you begin researching end times? What made you start taking a look at it?
Well, I have to say that it wasn't high on my horizon as a topic of interest only a few years ago. And one evening, a group of us were sitting around a table, and someone had just heard a radio show, actually, on the rapture. And I come out of a, I guess you could say, a liberal Protestant background, and the rapture really had no meaning for me, particularly as it's understood by other Christian groups who see it as really an imminent event. And as our group of friends started to talk about this, we realized that there, one, we realized we didn't really know very much, and we got very intrigued and started to do some research on the rapture. And it started there. And the rapture, as many people in America think of it, is an event, and there have been lots of television shows about this and movies, that we will be lifted, that the true followers of Christ will be lifted up out of wherever they are, buses, elevators, schools, hospitals, and to the rest of us, they will appear to have disappeared. And that is, at least in some belief systems, the heralding of a process of great tumult on the earth. But as we continued to research, we realized that that motif is actually in many of the world's traditions. That sense that in at some point in time, and that time varies from tradition to tradition, a Messiah will come and take the true believers away and usually kill the rest. And for me, that was a really startling and somewhat painful belief system. So we began to research it and want to bring awareness of that motif and how it's operating through ourselves.
So as you did this research, then, is there anything you found that surprised you about yourself?
Well, you know, I had a lot of reaction personally, I have to say, to the rapture, particularly because the Jesus that I think of as being an unconditionally loving being was going to come and basically commit mass genocide after this event, and it really, really shook me, and I couldn't identify with it, and I thought, oh, I'm different than that. And then as I studied all of these other belief systems, and particularly the one that really got me, I have to say, was when I did the research on the New Age. I'm a child of the 60s, and I realized that I had a lot of those belief systems, and that in fact I believed the same thing, that I was going to be one of the chosen ones who would have my vibration be high enough to ascend. And it really, really, really surprised me when I realized that I carry that same sense of, I call it kind of getting up and out, that I was spending a lot of my energy hoping not to be on the earth, to be above it, to be bigger than it, to be bigger than my body, to transcend, and that, in fact, much of my teachings had been about transcendence.
Yes, transcending the problem. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the impact that that has and how that shows up in different traditions and where we're going to go with it. So lots more to come. So do stay with us. And you might take a moment to kind of ponder what you believe in this area. So stay with us. Feel free to call in and join the conversation as well. We'll be right back with you on A Call to Greatness.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I'm here today with Interfaith Minister Linnea Lombard, and we are talking about end times, the end of days, the end of the world as we know it. And before the break, Linnea, we were talking about your research and what you found in terms of your own beliefs about the ascension and wanting to rise up. And I'm wondering if this ascension motif, it seems very, very predominant. And could you talk a little bit more about this wanting to rise up, this wanting to be not on Earth or not in the mishmash of our problems?
Well, I think, Vicki, that it's a deep longing within humans to transcend what we experience as our smallness or our problems or the confines of our life, to want to transcend. And most of the world's religions are focused on a transcendental direction. The Eastern religions, and even certainly within Christianity, there's this sense that we can lift up out of our life and be connected to a greater spirit.
And go be one with God or
yes,
Allah.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think movies like the one with E.T., you know, E.T.,
mm-hmm.
Call Home, you know, where we, you know, that little pulsing red heart there, that strikes something really, really deep in the human collective of wanting to go home to a bigger, trouble-free world. And
mm-hmm.
I certainly realize that all of my own spiritual practices over the last 30, 40 years have been also in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important for me, I think, to kind of wake up to that, because on the other side of that is this deep love of the earth. And the more that I have studied evolution and some of the newer people talking about evolution, like Brian Swim and Michael Dowd, recognizing that in our incarnation on the earth is an expression of the sacred, that
mm-hmm.
what is holy is right in front of us, in the grasses and the birds and the trees and the waters and the just incredible
mm-hmm.
beauty of this planet, which
mm-hmm.
I see as an expression of the sacred.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly in the idea of transcendence and rising above the problem, I know sometimes if I kind of take a moment and go to a different perspective,
or kind of rise up above the problem and distract myself, it gives me a minute to breathe, and then I can come back to it. So I can certainly see that sometimes it actually works. And I can certainly see the attraction of it. It feels really, really, really good.
Exactly. And I feel it's really important. I think the next piece, however, is once, and you just said this, once you have expanded into just even in our little reflection at the beginning where mm-hmm. we all have that ability to kind of rise above ourselves and look down. But then the question is, how do we bring it back?
Yeah.
I think that on right now we all have tools where we can find those moments that feel like we might describe as heaven, you know, where we feel one with ourselves and one with life, and there is a balance, even if those moments are momentary.
Then the question
becomes, how do we bring that back to our experience of our everyday life?
Right. Certainly in the Franciscan tradition, the Franciscan order is very different from other Catholic orders in that they are less focused on Easter and the resurrection and much more focused on Christmas, and really believe that the incarnation is what matters, that we incarnated to bring heaven on earth, that that's the whole purpose that we are here for. And in the end, you know, they continue with you get your reward by going to heaven, but it really is about creating heaven on earth. So it that philosophy is maybe not as predominant, but it certainly is in some traditions.
Absolutely.
One of the things that drew me to the Franciscans.
And I really think that that's our challenge. You know, each of the religions has some version of the end times and basically a world that comes apart. And I don't think we have to look much further, really, than our what we see in terms of pollution, in terms of global warming. There was an article in the front page of a Seattle paper recently that said the end of seafood in 2048. Well, that's likely to be in my lifetime, that we wouldn't have any more seafood.
That's hard to fathom.
It's very hard to fathom.
No more seafood.
Right, but mm-hmm. that's something that we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at you know, much of what's happening in the world now that feels like it parallels the end times, they're really, much of it is really from human creation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back to your heaven, bringing heaven to earth, for me that opens up the question of if much of what's looking like the end times right now on the planet, war, environmental degradation, loss of seafood,
that's big for a fish lover.
If we've been part of creating that, might we not be part of discreating it? We're creating another option.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the an interesting question then, because when I looked at the website that you helped create, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but when I looked at it, as I looked at the processes, it's like what we're really doing is waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to be done to us. Tsunamis happen, floods happen, hurricanes happen. Things are done to us. There's a lot of, I think, a lot of opportunity to basically decide, no, we don't have a choice. So how do you bridge that? How do you open up the idea that we actually do have something to do with creating this?
Right. There's certainly the level at which, you know, I feel that we help create the weather patterns through how we use the resources of the earth.
Absolutely.
And there's also how we respond to something like a hurricane or
mm-hmm.
something like Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there, the hurricane, yes, is the hurricane, but all the levees breaking, that was predicted years and years and
yes.
years ago. We could have done something about that before that happened.
Right, right.
And I think that in many, many, many situations, we actually have the technologies to correct the imbalances on the planet. We just don't always have the will to do so.
Right.
Or
mm-hmm.
the desire.
Mm-hmm.
But much of what could, you know, bring us back into balance, and when I say that, I mean a sustainable balance of humans in relationship to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we do know a lot and have resources.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we can actually feed the world's populations. Food is not the issue. It's the distribution of food that's the issue.
Yeah.
And the distribution is controlled by bribes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all mm-hmm. kinds of things that are really human in nature, not the actual amount of food available to feed the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as you're talking, it sounds to me like one of the issues is that we have become quite dominant as human beings, but yet we underestimate our power.
Yes, and our impact.
And our impact. So we're going to continue this discussion and talk a little bit more about our impact and what we can do, and also a little bit more about the end times prophecies. So we'll continue this discussion after a short break. We'll be right back with you on A Call to Greatness. Stay with us.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. And I'm here with Interfaith Minister Linnea Lombard, and we are talking about the end times, the end of days.
what choice do we have given all of the prophecies or the prevalence of prophecies that suggest we are very close to the end of the world as we know it? And so before the break, we were talking about our power and our impact as humans. And so what is our impact as humans? We've evolved over the years, and we've gotten very smart and developed all kinds of technologies. And so, but these prophecies have been around for a very, very, very long time. So how does our evolution play into this?
Well, I feel that we are a part of evolution. If you start back at the Big Bang and follow evolution through the last 13.7, I think it is, million years.
Something like that.
Maybe billion. It's like watching this unfoldment happen, like an acorn moving into becoming an oak tree. And each step along the way produces a greater complexification, a greater inclusion and transcendence. So I feel that we must be part of that. It's like we are the sacred evolving in time, and that we are a place in that. And mm-hmm. for some reason, consciousness evolved in us, so that we not only experience the world, but we could watch ourselves experience it and be aware of it. And there are many who speak of humanity being being God becoming conscious of itself. Mm-hmm. Is one way we might say it, or mm-hmm. even God evolving through us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take ourselves as a part of a sacred unfoldment, then I feel that the challenges that we are faced with in our time right now are part of the evolutionary challenge. It's difficult to talk about, but that the difficulties we face now are part of the challenges for us to take on.
Right. We are actually here for that reason. I always talk about, you know, I grew up in a tradition that said I was a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I thought, you know, I don't know if I'm a child of God. I certainly am a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that there is God consciousness in me. And in the Hindu tradition, they always say God, Guru, Self. It's all the same. It's all one. And so I really do, my understanding and my belief is that we, if we are made in the image of God, if we're sent here, if we incarnate here, it's to actually help God do something that can't happen otherwise, that can't happen up there in the stratospheres, that can't happen only as a spirit.
Right. And for me, that has a lot to do with our planet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of beliefs that have evolved through time, and I think that this is part of what the prophets like John in the New Testament could see, is the sense of pattern of if things go in this direction,
mm-hmm.
a calamity is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of our core belief systems do lead to calamities.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recently at the Bioneers Conference in San Rafael, and one of the very provocative speakers was a lawyer from Pennsylvania who's been working with communities in their relationships to these giant hog farms, only to discover that the communities had no rights next to the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
He began to trace that back and realize, that it's there's certain parts of our constitutional law that give those rights to corporations. But those were set in motion and were very good laws for the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we may be at a time where our basic thought processes have to change.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful website called Global Mind Shift that talks about, you know, if we want to change the world, we have to change our mind.
Uh-huh.
To change how we think about who we are as humans, how we are with each other on the planet, what the planet is.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're familiar with the whole sense of the Gaia hypothesis, that the
mm-hmm.
Earth is a living being. And I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think for most people, if you look out at the waters and the sky, if you're not too hemmed in into a concrete jungle, it's very difficult not to think that the Earth is alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in a concrete jungle, there's grass that grows up through the cracks, and there are things even there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But so is the point of these prophecies then to serve as a guideline, or, I mean, how do we know if they're real or not?
Well...
or does it matter?
I think that one of the ways that I've come to think of it, I have a friend who put together this presentation of the world's problems at the moment and
mm-hmm.
all the crises we're facing, and I realized, oh, we are in the middle of Revelation. Revelation isn't something that's going to happen later.
Right.
And when I actually saw that for myself, I began
mm-hmm.
to look at the whole pattern in the Bible of Revelation goes through this disintegration process. And then out of that comes a new world order. And in fact, that pattern is in all of the Messiah motifs, where a Messiah comes and separates the good from the evil, and
mm-hmm.
out of that, a new world order is born.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're in a time where, while on one hand we're seeing collapse and lots of fearful things.
Oh, yeah, lots of doom and gloom. And
lots
sure.
of doom and gloom in our economy and our environment. But there's also a lot of signs of hope, where people are, in a sense, bringing heaven on earth. I think if I had this image that, and I haven't done this research, but
mm-hmm.
I had this image that if you went around and asked as many people as possible what heaven was, that there would be a lot of agreement and a lot of sense of a possibility of loving relationship, of less strife,
mm-hmm.
and that we actually know what that looks like. And
mm-hmm.
I think there are communities everywhere, certainly in the community where I live, where people are pulling together, they're learning about their neighbors, even if their neighbors believe different things than they do. They're wanting to grow food together,
mm-hmm.
sing together.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
all of the things that we actually, I think, ascribe in some ways to
heaven.
To heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing I can ascribe to heaven that probably can't happen on Earth is being able to eat as much dark chocolate as I want and not gain weight. That would kind of have to go in my definition.
Did you know that dark chocolate is full of antioxidants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So looking at this notion then of bringing heaven on earth, there is a lot of hope. There is a lot of hope, and isn't that also what you mentioned in the beginning, that there would be people, you know, in the rapture who were lifted up, who were already here doing things differently? I mean, in a way, that's kind of what it made me think of, that in the midst of the chaos and the doom and gloom, there are people who are changing their minds, who are changing things.
Yes, it's an interesting idea to think that the rapture has already happened for some people,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not in the way that we saw it, like
right.
that people would leave their bodies mm-hmm. and you know, go into heaven,
mm-hmm.
but have maybe already come into, you know, rapture means great joy.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. possible to come into a state of great joy and be here and love the people around you and the earth around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It does take a certain commitment. So how do you see having this dialogue about the end times helping that or opening up that possibility?
Well, I think that I think talking about it's important. When we put together our website, timesandproductions.com, it was really with that idea that if people started talking about it and talking about their fears and their hopes, that something begins to move. You know, I've been a teacher of consciousness for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the things that I know that is that if you can talk about what's happening for you, and if you can hold the tension between opposites, okay, here on one side is this sense of doom and gloom, and maybe the world's coming to an end, and the economy's going to collapse, and you know, we won't have seafood
mm-hmm.
anymore, and we
mm-hmm.
can't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's one side, and on the other side is all kinds of events of hope and people working together and really struggling with the issues of conflict resolution and communication. If you can hold all of that, something new emerges. And that's really some of the motivation behind our website is to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the conversation into awareness.
Right.
Not from a kind of a blind, you know, something's going to be done to me, but where do I really stand in this, and
mm-hmm.
how do I hold it?
Mm-hmm. Now, I do think that there certainly are people who hold the beliefs about these different prophecies quite strongly, and for whom these beliefs are absolutely sacred. And I could imagine that for them to open up this dialogue could really shake their world.
Maybe we all need our world shaken.
Yeah, yeah.
By entering into a deeper level of dialogue with each other.
So we're going to do our best to do a little world shaking with one more segment of dialogue after this short break. So do stay with us. A little bit more to come right here on A Call to Greatness. We'll be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos, and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to the final segment of A Call to Greatness. I'm here with Linnea Lombard, Interfaith Minister, and so much more. And we are talking about the end times. And I, as we went to the break, we were talking a lot about where we're going and what's possible. And it made me think that one of the reasons I could see for wanting to ascend, wanting to rise above the problem, is that when you look at the doom and gloom scenarios and you look at the collapsing economy and you look at how we're handling our resources and the corporations, they all seem so big. The forces that control things, even here on Earth, seem so big. And I know I can often feel pretty small by comparison. And there's real refuge in going to God where I don't feel so small. And so I'm kind of, it made me think as you were talking about how we need to connect with something that makes us not feel so small. So everything is being done to us on earth and then from heaven as well. Do you, I mean, in your experience, are you seeing that happen?
Well, I think all of us want to be connected mm-hmm. with something that we experience as larger, as benevolent, as loving. And I think that's very important that we have that. I mean, that's part of what all the great spiritual teachers on the planet have brought forward, is to give us that sense of something larger. And I think we also feel that in community with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is difficult when we see the enormity of the problems on the planet to know what to do individually. But I feel that to the degree that we are able to, I want to say stand tall,
mm-hmm.
Be present,
mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what we believe, particularly what we believe automatically, which was part of the inspiration for our website. And, you know, it started out of a kind of a vision of creating something that we've called the Rapture Robe,
mm-hmm.
which is it's a wonderful product that with a incredible box that opens the sense of opening the pearly gates and stepping into having a robe that one could wear in the rapture, which only becomes visible at the rapture. but what's wonderful about that is it kind of startles you into a waking up to what you believe and what you want. Much of what we want is actually invisible to us. That state of rapture, you know, how do you describe it? You feel it, but
right.
It's not visible.
Right.
How do we start to wake up to the rapture that's happening right now in
mm-hmm.
our life
mm-hmm.
so that out of what that we create from that place
mm-hmm.
of joy, of love, of oneness. And I feel that every person who creates from a place of love makes an impact, just as we know that every person that creates from a place of greed or fear makes an impact.
Sure, sure, sure. So the website, let's give the address again. It's www.timesendproductions.com.
Right.
And what will people find when they go there, in addition to being able to purchase the rapture robe?
Well, that's probably the first thing they'll see. But we have gathered research from all of the world's major traditions, from the indigenous prophecies to Christianity and the different branches of Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism.
New Age.
What? New Age, yes. And we follow this whole ascension motif and the capacity to materialize and dematerialize. And some of the material is very intense, particularly, I think, whatever your belief isn't, you might find intense, in the sense that, you'll see some of the roots of your own tradition if you go, but then as you look through, other traditions hold in some ways very similar and in some ways different.
Yeah, yeah.
I found
I resonated with a number of them, and so my beliefs were kind of, at this point, a mishmash of a couple of different things.
Well, I think one way to look at it is as a mishmash. Another way is to see that there really are common threads in humans all over the planet that have been evolving. And our hope with the product and having people think about the rapture and all the different meanings of it is really to in a sense, get outside of belief. We're usually... transparent. We cannot see our own beliefs.
Right.
So part of our hope is to get outside, just like we started this hour, of getting outside of our chair, looking outside, not just of our body and our life, but the deeper beliefs that run our thinking and action.
It's always even encouraged, like within traditions very often, if you challenge the things that you hold most sacred or you challenge these beliefs, you can then come to a more authentic relationship to them, even if you retain them.
Yeah, that's very wonderful. Mm-hmm. Because it's not an easy thing to challenge core beliefs.
No.
It's very threatening. Mm-hmm. You know, I know when I've done it, I have been very afraid of, you know, if I've believed something my whole life and suddenly it isn't true. Or I see it from another perspective, I'm afraid of kind of my world falling apart.
Well, sure, toppling over. So it's, this website is very educational and was also an entertaining component with the rapture robe, and I think that helps, that if you can actually bring some humor.
Absolutely.
And some lightness to a difficult subject, that can really help.
Yeah, that's our intention. Part of what we put on the site, we didn't take a stand of any particular belief because we really want people to look at their own beliefs.
Right.
But we did provide some tools for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope is that the product itself, you know, if you see this beautiful box with a, you know, gorgeous hanger in it, on, you know, somebody's coffee table or bookshelf, our hope is that a conversation would start. What's that? What is it about belief systems that are undercurrent in our culture right now?
Right. So, again, that website is www.timesendproductions.com. And I encourage all of you to take a visit, to visit it often, to visit it just to stimulate your own thinking. I know there are lots of different ways to use it. There are lots of ways to then set up conversations between you and your friends.
and which certainly my hope would be that this helps us live more purposefully and more consciously here on Earth.
Right, you know, I'm so struck by the title of your show, you know, A Call to Greatness. You know, if we're willing to look at some of the more difficult material of the predictions for our time, many of which seem to be sort of coming true, many
mm-hmm.
of which we seem to be creating,
mm-hmm.
you know, could we be called out of kind of seeing the impact of some of our past
right.
decisions? Could we be called to a new kind of greatness?
And we are being called to a new kind of greatness. And Linnea, I want to thank you so much for a very stimulating hour. And I wish you the best of luck with this site and continuing this work. Thank you so much for joining me. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. And I wish you a wonderful week. And look forward to seeing you again next week for another edition of A Call to Greatness. Blessings. Have a wonderful, joyous week.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.